Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we spoke with two people involved in disaster recovery services for the organization, the Salvation Army. They talked about the immediate and emotional support services they provide in the wake of a disaster, such as the tornado that swept through Moore, Oklahoma in May. But for people whose homes have been destroyed or damaged by a tornado, there is also the practical question of whether and how to rebuild. It is a complex issue in a place like Wisconsin, where the housing stock is typically fairly old. Sue Schifo is a project manager at Service Master Recovery Services, which does disaster cleanup, restoration, and rebuilding services in southeastern Wisconsin. June is usually the busiest month for tornadic activity in Wisconsin, but Schifo tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce the variability in the number of tornadoes the state gets each year might cause some people to underestimate the threat they pose to lives and homes here.
I spoke with one person the other day that said, all these tornadoes that are hitting everywhere else, I think we're really lucky that we don't get tornadoes in Wisconsin. And I said, we do get tornadoes in Wisconsin. And that person really was confused. And I think because we don't get them often, or specifically where we live, we don't take them seriously.
Now you do, because you've actually experienced living through a tornado.
I did. And we had about a minute and a half warning, and that warning came from me noticing there was a change in weather, a change in the atmosphere, and I brought my kids inside, turned on the TV, and the weatherman had sweat rolling down his face and said, if you're in deep here, take cover now. And there was so much of a sense of urgency in his voice that I knew. And as soon as we hit the basement, you could hear the tornado, and it was rolling less than a mile away from me, straight down Highway 41. And it was horrible. Nobody got hurt. Thankfully, there was no traffic on the freeway at that time.
So certainly there is this danger here in Wisconsin from tornadoes or even severe thunderstorms. We get a lot of those here. What can that do to a home?
Thunderstorms actually come with high winds and can cause much damage to the home as well. It can take off roof shingles. It can burst out windows. It can cause a lot of rain damage, depending on sewers or downspouts, gutter systems on the home. It can cause rain to happen or water damage to happen in the basement or any other parts of the house.
Now, Sue, you work for Service Master Recovery Services, and I want to ask you, what does this organization do when a tornado does hit and unfortunately someone's home is destroyed, like we've sadly seen so much of in recent weeks?
Each case is different. Many houses are destroyed completely and have to be rebuilt from bottom up. In that case, I think the homeowner would be talking with their insurance company and make a decision on what to do about rebuilding. But many houses have just had certain parts of their homes damaged, and maybe rain has come into their house and there's been a water loss somewhere inside their home. And Service Master would come to the home. We like to make sure that we are the calm in that storm that's happening in their life and walk them through the process of maybe calling their insurance company. Maybe they've already called their insurance company and they recommended us coming out. We make an assessment of the damages, clean up the debris, dry out anything that's wet. And we're also a general contractor in that we would be able to do the rebuild if that's necessary.
How often do you get called out for tornadoes or even other disasters? I would assume like the floods we had here several years ago, I would assume you work with homeowners in those terrible situations as well.
Absolutely. And because Service Master is a franchise company, we have the opportunity when we are in a mini cat, is what we call them, when it happens that's going to be cleaned up quickly, to call in help from neighboring states and those Service Masters, and they're able to come and help us. And we go into the homes and we try to service as many customers as possible and get them back to pre-loss condition and restore their peace of mind.
Now, obviously, as you mentioned before, Service Master comes in and you try to be the calm party in that situation. As a homeowner, I would imagine would be very distraught. In terms of the process, what is the first thing that you do? I mean, obviously you assess the damage, but then how do you start the cleanup? I mean, that's the thing I always wonder about when I see these kinds of disasters is how do you even begin? Where do you start?
In most cases, an insurance company will be involved, and you have to determine with the insurance company what the insured has for coverage, what's going to be the next step for that person. And we measure everything. We take a look at everything. We would clean up debris. That's critical. Sort through contents with them. We have a facility at our, in our facility, we have climate-controlled storage, so we're able to store contents at our facility for them.
And that really gets the ball rolling.
Yes.
Now, you also said that ServiceMaster is a general contractor as well. So if a homeowner, along with the insurance company's ruling, goes ahead to rebuild the house as it was preconditioned, mm-hmm. as you mentioned before, are there elements of the design that you can put in to, you know, perhaps, God forbid, in the future it were to happen again, you know, to maybe minimize some of that damage?
Well, it's always recommended that you, when there's a disaster coming and a tornado is coming, that you find the safest place in your home to be. And if there's an I-beam that is placed in the home, to centralize yourself under that place and stay as far away from the edges of the home or windows of the home as possible. And if a homeowner wants to build that shelter, typically, a basement would probably be the best place to do that and set it up so that it is the safest place. It's not always appropriate to restructure an existing home in that it could be costly. If a homeowner wants to do it, it's certainly possible to do that and to build that safe place. Maybe somebody has enough room to build a safe place, like a bunker outside the home. I think the days of those fears are gone, but I think it can be done. It certainly workable. And there are many times when we're working with a contract with a homeowner that they want to make changes in their home on their own, and we work with them on that as a change order to what the insurance company is already offering.
Do you see, when you go into these homes, you know, post-disaster, do you see these elements having already been incorporated into design, especially in these areas where you do get a lot of tornadoes? Or do you think here in Wisconsin, where people maybe don't take the threat as seriously, are those elements left out completely, you know, those kind of interior rooms, those I-beams you mentioned?
Building codes and building standards dictate that there are structural safeguards in place, hurricane clips, and the way the roofs are built, the trusses are put together, that hold to certain wind damages or wind forces coming in. So in our Wisconsin Building Dwelling Code is pretty stringent as far as following the rules. Our inspectors are always out there making sure everybody is building exactly the way the codes are. Unfortunately, many of our homes in Wisconsin were built 100 years ago, and those codes weren't in place. Putting them back together does require, if a roof blows off, we do have to follow today's code and put it back together according to that.
What is it like going into one of these situations and working with a homeowner and trying to fix their home? I mean, you talked about being the calm in the storm, but does it get to you?
I am still in awe of the disaster. When I go into someone's home, my heart goes totally out to them, and I just want to put my arms around them and hug them. Professionally, I don't do that. However, I want to take care of them. I do want, and as we all do at ServiceMaster, want to be that person that walks them through the steps that has to happen to get from here to normal life again. And it does get to me. It gets to all of us. I think it would get to you if you were in that situation. But because we're trained and because we've gone through this with other people over and over and over again, we're able to take the bull by the horns and just put it all back together.
I would imagine
the steps that are necessary to do that.
I would imagine that a homeowner must feel very alone and like they're the only one this has happened to. But as you're saying, this sadly happens quite often.
It does. And maybe not with a tornado, but with fires or water. Fires are devastating to people. They lose a lot of contents. They lose their belongings. They lose sometimes family members or pets. And it's very difficult to go through for them. What I have found through time and working this with people is if you keep them focused on the steps, the process that has to take place in order to get them rebuilt and restructured and cleaned back and do everything the way it has to be done. If you keep them focused and they have their tasks that they have to do, there's loss lists to write and there's selections to make. And if you keep them focused, by the time you're done with the process and everything is back together, they're feeling better. They have a lot of their peace restored.
What about the situations where a house really can't be saved? I mean, do you go into situations like that and the homeowner is like, please save my house, and there's not much house left to save?
There have been a few times when I've attended a job site that turned into a complete loss. And in that case, the insurance company steps in and does talk with the owner about what their next steps can be. If their house is a complete loss, that means most of their contents are gone as well. And they pretty much have to pull their bootstraps up and start over.
Now, you talked about going into a home, and obviously first you have to clear the debris. You have to analyze the structure to make sure that it can withstand a restoration. Mm-hmm. Would we be surprised by how much can be saved? I mean, do things sometimes look worse than they actually are?
Yes, they do. And I think when that disaster hits and you're seeing it for the first time and you're seeing your things tossed around like just a mess and walls are halfway down, and when you walk through and after the debris is cleaned out and you make your assessment and you find that the basic structure of the house is still there, I have had many homeowners say, I don't think this can be rebuilt. And most often it can't be, unless the main structure of the structure, many what a tornado can do to a home is a tornado can actually jar it off of its foundation, or it can twist it, in which case it can be saved. It's just going to take more effort and more actual building and structural repair, and probably take an engineer to be there to write the protocol as to how it has to be put back together, and we're able to do that.
Obviously, there's that uncomfortable element of the insurance company, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes fighting with an insurance company. Are most homeowners covered for these kinds of disasters here, for tornadoes, for example?
It's called an act of God, and each insurance policy is written differently. And I would always urge an owner to talk with their agents. We don't interpret insurance policies, and each insurance company writes their policies differently. And the best person to get that answer from would be the insurance agent. And I would always urge every homeowner to talk with their agent to make sure that the coverage for their home in the area that they're living is written correctly for what they need.
Where in the home, in terms of a home's design, is the safest place to go? I guess kind of based on the structure of the house. When a tornado comes, obviously understanding that we can't predict a tornado, most of the time we don't know how strong the tornado is as it's approaching us.
If you have time to get into the basement, that's the safest place to go. Under the stairway, under a table, under a desk, under an I-beam, if it's in the basement, would be the safest place to go. If you're not able to get to the basement, the center of the house, away from the windows, the further into the middle of the home that you can be, away from glass or windows, is the safest place. Many people have been saved by going into the bathtub and pulling mattresses over their heads, and they've been okay.
How do we know that our homes even have the ability to withstand such winds? Again, obviously not knowing how strong a particular tornado is going to be or exactly where they're going to hit. I mean, how do we know that being in the home is the safe place to be?
I think the honest answer is that we don't know. I think getting the lower into the ground that you can be, farther away from glass that you can be, the safer you are. We cannot get into the mind of the tornado, and Lord knows that many houses have been destroyed in different ways. Many have come up from the foundation. Many have just had roofs taken off. Wisconsin building codes are put into place in today's world to withstand many types of disasters, rains and winds, and the use of hurricane clips. And the building inspectors are out there during all types of construction today to make sure that the codes are being followed. If you're buying a new home, I would think your house is being built according to the code that's put together today. If you bought a 100-year-old home, make sure there's a root cellar.
Do those codes vary from state to state? For instance, are they different here in Wisconsin versus, say, right in the heart of Tornado Alley, for example?
Wisconsin is still using the Wisconsin Dwelling Code, and our codes are pretty stringent. However, there is a national building code, and many states have applied their code systems to that. Many of our codes are similar to what their codes are. Right now, I think each state is independent with their building codes.
Now, Service Master Recovery Services is a member of the Milwaukee chapter of the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. I want to ask, you know, are these things that the chapter talks about, disaster preparedness, making sure homeowners are kind of aware to the risks to their homes?
Actually, yes. NARI does consumer awareness seminars at their office monthly. I think they take the summer months off, but they do it during the winter. And I do believe that they've covered this particular subject on several occasions with the consumers.
Excellent. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about ServiceMaster and the work that you do?
ServiceMaster actually does care about their customers. We do follow the laws that are put into place for the industry and the remodeling industry, and we take care of our customers implicitly.
Well, Sue Scifo, thank you so much for coming in and giving us this introduction to ServiceMaster Recovery Services. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sue Scifo is a project manager at ServiceMaster Recovery Services, a member of Milwaukee NARI, which does disaster cleanup, restoration, and rebuilding services in southeastern Wisconsin. You'll find a link to more resources about tornadoes in Wisconsin from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take one more break and then catch up with the master of song parodies who's shifting gears a bit in his career, Weird Al Yankovic, children's book author. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.